Berman wrote him a letter about those $17 and a half interest, you know? You know, on sharecropping. What we did, we bought the fertilizer, and we were to pay them when they ordered the fertilizer, and after they got through using as much as they needed, because we didn't know how much they were going to use for side dressing, we were going to pay them when the melons were sold, you see. With some of the money when the melons were sold. Before they even took off the first truckload of melons, I think he was out there with a long piece of paper, about this long, and mortgage and everything else, for us to sign in case we didn't have the money, you know, to give them for the fertilizer. And he came in, he said, "Mr. Dodd," he said, "I want you to look this over," he said, "and sign it for me so I can go on back to the company." Amen. And I looked at that and I said, "Well, there's no sense in this." I said, "You just wait around a half an hour and Berman will be home and he'll give you a check for whatever the fertilizer was." Well, he waited a half an hour, and as soon as Berman came home, he handed him the note. He wanted him to sign that note.
So they have set up Chiefland. I don't know if it was them, the Chiefland people.
So Berman said, "No," he says, "I'm not going to sign no note." He says, "Wait a minute, I'll make you out a check." So he came in and got a check, made it out for the amount that he said. And it said on the receipt, $17 and a half interest from the time that was ordered to the time that we paid for it. And which wasn't, it didn't all come at the same time. See, some of it came in the middle of about 2 months later for side dressing, you see. So he wrote a letter to the company. He sat down, boy, was he mad. He sat, sat down and wrote that letter and really blessed them out for it. And he said, "I never have been charged interest for my fertilizer, right buying fertilizer." He said, "I might be a week or two paying for it." But he said they didn't mention anything about interest. He said, "If they had, I'd have paid for it when I got it." He said they didn't say anything about interest. And he figured that it would be all right to pay for the fertilizer when we sold the melons, like the agreement was. And he said there was never a mention about interest. Well, he got a letter back yesterday from them. And they said because of the high interest in living rates and their cost of fertilizer, their low cost of fertilizer and all, he said they had to charge us interest to the best of their ability. They couldn't change it any other way. Well, Berman said, "You just wait." He says, "Wait till this salesman comes out here." He says, "I'm going to tell him a thing or two." And he said, "I'll never buy another sack of fertilizer from them if they were the last people on earth to buy fertilizer from." So he didn't write any more to him, but he's going to tell him, the salesman, when he comes out here, you know, we told him we wanted fertilize that middle field for hay about this time. So I expect him by sometime this week. And I'm going to ask him for that $17 and a half when he does come out. If I don't get it, we won't get any fertilizer. And if I do get it, we still won't get the fertilizer.
Well, he told me this morning, Fred Clausen did, and he wanted to know, he said that everybody out there fertilized.
Tammy,
the pastor.
Johnny, y'all don't tease him because he's deaf and he's grouchy and old. He might
but
jump
I said,
out
I have mine.
Don't tease.
I said, "What happened to you that you were supposed to call one?" He said he had tried. And I said, "Yeah, Mom,
she's supposed to just reach out and just grab you.
Take a hold of you.
She has sure been a good one, but she mean, my goodness, she's
mean. Yeah.
She'll get you. See that?
Yeah.
Johnny, I don't think
she had never, I raised her from a colt. She has never attempted to hurt me any way, in any shape, form, or fashion. But now, I don't think she will now because she's getting some age on her. But when she is about 3 or 4 years old, man, you could walk down through that field out, John, and I better stay between you and her because she'd get you.
Yeah.
She'd get you right now. But she's about quit that. She's not. How about you? Well, I want to do a little custom bailing, but not. As a fella says, whenever you start to go 20 and 25 miles away from home and pulling that stuff, it just doesn't pay. But
yeah.
Boy, anywhere from 10 mile area, that's not bad.
What if you do two or three good jobs in the season? That'll
help the payments.
Yeah. Now, with a good machine like that, you won't have to be getting out under it all the time.
That's right.
Putting all your time working on it.
I figure it ought to last two good seasons without having to do too much to it.
Yeah, if you watch it.
Yeah, and yeah. Keep it out of lighter knots and things like that.
Yeah. Well, now there's plenty of them for it to get.
Anything that'll go through those, anything that big like that,
mm-hmm.
It'll put it in your hay bale.
It will.
Yes, it'll bale it right on up in your hay.
Hmm.
But that chopper, see, when that chopper comes down that edge
mm-hmm.
and it hits it,
mm-hmm.
then it damages your chopper. I mean,
yeah.
It won't do it for one, it won't do it maybe
yeah.
for two or three, but
yeah.
eventually, it's weakening it all
yeah,
the time.
All
and
the
dulling
time.
It.
Yeah. Well, you know.
What? Home over there.
Yeah.
Congrats for Mrs. Nails, because she can't. She's been after him and after him to mow some grass, and he said, well, I'm going to go and take care of that so I won't have to hear any more about it.
Right here,
he took
right
off.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Mow lawnmowers in kind of bad shape somehow or another. That one's got me basket.
Yeah. You're just going to have to swap motors.
Well, I'm afraid so.
Well, they got these books on status.
Well, we got a good one of them, but the tank has rusted out. And, I think I found a solution for that. Get you some fiberglass rosin
mm-hmm.
and wrap that tank good all the way around, see? And that rusty place, just go ahead and cut it out and wrap it good and then pour that rosin on and let it dry. I think that'll take care of the situation on that.
Well, that's what she does to you. Why? She said Farmer never would have been able to bail you. She said that he had more to do than what he could do.
Yes.
Him working in the first.
Well, that's no idea.
I think, Dodd, you know, he's a man that you can't hardly get much out of.
No,
in prices like that. Now, he'll, like... Oh, when we had him, we'd work him in the hay. He done the baling, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot
yeah.
of times he'd get down and help load it just as accommodation.
Yeah, just maybe
but,
that sort of thing. Well, now, the way I understand it, these fellas don't touch it after they bale it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that none of them do that.
Think, Evans, I believe, he charged us. What did he charge us and we done the mowing in
Marvin,
the...
Marvin, it's been so long.
I believe it was either 20 cents or a quarter, and I don't remember which. And I believe he got 30 and 35 cents. Now, I think it depended on where he was bailing to what he got. Now, he told me one time that he bailed some for a web over here. And he said that was the roughest piece of ground that he had
yeah.
ever been in.
Yeah.
And he said he charged him 35 cents, but he would never go back.
Never go back again.
He wouldn't go in there for 50 cents.
No.
So,
mm-mm.
I don't know, you know.
You know, I think
if you can repair.
Yes.
It won't be the
same.
Right.
That's right. Just never be the same again.
Puts a strain on it, and it stretches your parts to where they just don't work right.
Yeah.
I think it will drink a little coffee.
I believe it would be better just to let it set.
I think so.
And to take a chance on it.
Without you know where you're at.
That's you know where you're at. Yes.
Now, McCray over there, he used to do some work for us before we got he used to come out.
Yeah, you say
no, cut ground. I mean to repair ground. And but he wouldn't do that if you didn't mark stumps. If you had stumps in the field, he wanted you to mark them if he could, if they wanted to where you could see.
Yeah. Well, now he got a little protection now. He just uses those disc plows.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he can still bust them.
Well.
But by and large, they'll run over them.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can't blame a man for that.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I've thought a number of times about going out there in my pastures and marking the stumps, putting up a stick, a white stick, or something like that. And then, you know, when I think about that, I think, well, the first dad-burned cow that goes by there, well, I got a rub on it. And short of, I can't do anything short of putting in a post or something. And I think they'd even push them over.
Okay, y'all fix you. My next Mars's birthday.
Yes, sir.
Well, now,
yes, sir. He ought to get in right now. Yes, sir. Show the right attitude.
Mars, let me tell you something. Last Saturday, Sunday evening, I went away. I got my hair fixed. My fingernails manicured,
yeah,
and painted,
yeah,
and come back to the house, got ready to go to church. He didn't even know it.
Yeah.
He,
well, I tell you, maybe he liked me. He noticed it, but he
just didn't say it.
Afraid to comment. I told Faye after we left over here last Saturday, Sunday, whenever it was, that it looked to me like you all sure had been out somewhere. It must have come.
That's right.
You know,
yes, sir.
It's just about to that day now.
Well, me and Doc told us yesterday that Burma was bigger than that. Mm-hmm. We can do
that was worse.
That
will not work.
No, sir.
I've been to take too much.
Afternoons, that means after...
After 4 o'clock.
About supper time.
Well, it'd be after 5 o'clock because he don't get in till 5.
Yeah.
And time he eats supper and got his breakfast started up, Miss Bella hooked up, it'd be sundown.
Would y'all
eat
some peaches if I get
them out?
I don't.
Do
you like peaches, mister?
Peaches?
Yes.
No, not.
Froze?
On Sunday, I eat them. On, I go celebrate and eat peaches, you know. We used to have peaches out in the country, see where I come from, but down here I never have peaches.
I got some froze peaches and some froze strawberries.
And
I went up to the university and I picked them blueberries.
Oh, made some
jelly. Made jam.
Out of
the
university?
No, I didn't. It was Melrose, but it gone to the university. And paid 22 cents a pound for them.
You're picking them yourself.
And I picked them myself. Mr. Miles will think you're not a bottle tractor. You haven't got anything to eat that I had to wash and I didn't have time to cook.
Yeah, too bad about that.
Y'all help yourself. Have some meat, Mr. Miles.
Yeah, you start it off, please. Oh, Lord, I can't hardly get my breath just from thinking about what's happening. I tell you, it's going to take me a week to get over this.
Come on, Mr. Miles. Yeah. Oh.
You know, I told you last night I'd been desperate about this for so long.
This
I just. A lot of times I think to myself, well, sir, if I just didn't have to think about this all by myself, I might do something to it. But, you know, I kind of feel like Faye talks about this so much, she gets tired of it. And I go down the store and talk about it, maybe. And there are not many places I can go to talk about those things. They don't seem to care about it.
Don't seem to worry much.
Well, doesn't even worry much, no.
What people don't, they don't care if it's just on their boats
afloat.
They don't care about
it. I don't blame you for wanting to get that man, what's his name, Lane?
Yeah.
But wanting to stay with that old Bailey, and if he knew it wouldn't work, then he must have did.
Just offering to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't appreciate things like that.
Mr. Miles, I'm going to get my block myself. Got my big mouth, but you know I got to look out for myself. I ain't got nobody to look out for me. And that man done me a dirty deed about my seed. We wouldn't have noticed it yet, but Marvin called him up to ask him about some fertilizer.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't even tell me he had quit. He was going to bring it.
And then that rascal come back out here and call me and want me to bring me some more fertilizer. I told him I was done with him and the Florida Mutual. Farm Mutual.
I don't care about that mutual.
Would you have some pickles?
You know what they've got now. You may know more about it than I do. They've got some boys running that.
Yeah.
And them boys would rather be running around somewhere. Now, they do a lot of work. But they're not much interested in it, as far as I can find. And they started off with fairly reasonable prices, and they get higher as they go on. You go in there and try to buy...
Would you like to have some butter, Mr. Long?
B- by a...
I got...
No, ma'am. No, 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 I never eat it. I'm just eating fine. I'm eating eating a sandwich in this good bit.
Potatoes, fried potatoes.
Had you rather have some white bread?
No, I'd rather not. Mm-mm. I wouldn't eat those stuff if I had anything else. You all have cornbread sometimes, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir.
We never have any.
I'm a big cornbread eater.
Huh?
You can't eat it, or you just don't like it?
We just don't have it.
You know, Miss Todd looks bad, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
She looks like she feels bad.
She looked bad today,
huh? I'm going to tell you something. I don't see how in the world she stands in the field. I love Mr. Dodd and I like Ms. Dodd, but it don't hurt my feelings. But if you don't come see me, Mr. Miles, I just can't stand it.
It's going all directions.
And whatever you tell one not to do, that's what it's going to do. Like that little girl out there with that horse.
I tried my best to get her out.
Well, that scared me to death when I seen her out there standing over there. And I was trying to get her to come out, and I scared to run.
Yeah.
So I just take my time, trying to get out there and
bag
and come
in. Well, you saw me from the very start. When he come up there at his back, I was just trying to get it about. Mm-hmm. And if she wasn't afraid, she wouldn't move.
But that one was.
Yeah, don't fly.
Well, you can't touch the horse, especially when you don't know. And the ones you know.
Well, I know that one.
It's good. This is good. If you all can have this and tractors too, I think you're pretty well to do.
Might not have it.
May not keep on having it, huh?
But you know, it's been a mystery to me. We got to run around in front of people to work. We got to run around in front of people to put out fertilizer. Why can't things be like they used to be? Now, I got the money. If you got the stuff, if you want to sell it, you come to me and see if I'll buy. But they won't do that. They don't quit that.
They sure have. I tell you, the world changes fast now. Mom, you just don't know how to live in it.
People don't care nothing about one another, and they don't care nothing about how the other fellow fares or anything about it.
You don't hear much of that, of how the other fellow fares. Very much.
I'm sorry, we haven't got anything for you to eat.
I'm sorry about that. I don't know that I'd invite over here to dinner.
Oh,
I
yeah.
But if you know, if you ever go to the Santa Fe Tractor Company for anything else without you know somebody else is on it, I think old Padgett is about the best one out of them. I mean, you know, as far as being honest about anything, having about anything.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to know about him.
One of them salesmen come by me and I said, what y'all get
here? That was a stopwatch. Well, I can't think of his name.
500 and something. And I said, well, I can't own one. I can't pay that. Padgett, he come and he was talking to me about the hay bale. And I said, well, how about, what do the rates? He says they over $500, 500 and something, mm-hmm. 560 or 40 or something. And I said, well, they ain't got no use for the bale. I don't have a rake and I sure can't buy this one. And then he told me, he says, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, then it's you and Marvin. He says, I'll let you have this on for transfer. And I said, you mean they bring you that have been used? They've never been used.
I don't believe so. Of course, now the rake is not a lift-type rake. It's a pull-type rake. But it is a PTO-driven. So he said, I haven't seen it.
Why would you need a lift-type rake?
I'd rather have a pull-type.
I never saw one.
I've seen them, yes, sir, but I tell you.
They are pretty good.
I tell you, it's a lot of times you know that you can only level so much with a lift-type. Sometimes you got to go this way, you got to go this way, you got to go straight. But if you get a hold of one of them cranks, you can pick it up that high, or you can pick it up that high. with your bars, with your lift, and your bars, you can only go so much.
Yeah.
About like that. And the other side's driving. So, therefore, I'd rather have it than the full time.
That's all I ever knew about it. You know, that makes me feel sort of sad.
What?
Yeah.
Did he pull up for sure?
Yeah.
Not trying to buy nothing from him. He didn't need it
either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, just sitting up there.
Just
you know,
sitting
I could we used to have one.
Yeah.
It was wore out. And Mark used it behind the counter.
Yeah, he got
and
one.
And he, from having him to use his rate, I tried to buy that. There's no saving it.
Well, it's nice to have a good rake, but this old rake, I borrowed this from Mr. Patterson. He wasn't using it. He said just keep it as long until he called for it.
Well, how about Mr. Patterson? Did that sound out?
Yeah.
And
somehow
I told
Marvin
he's bugging.
Frank, well, don't you know, they had that little house right down in the corner.
Yeah, little house right in the corner there.
Mr. Patterson owned that. Yeah, I don't think he ever wanted it, but some member of his family bought it, and he couldn't pay for it. And he just got a hold of it. And I think that's what happened.
I reckon you think I'm one of these kind of
fine
talks with everybody said, I see you, but I don't like her either.
Miss Banson?
I sure don't. I'm not being used for her. One time I had a little puppy here, and she wanted me to give it to her, and I said, no, sir, you can't get that dog. I said, that's my favorite. And you doggone it, she didn't beat me here and come and got that puppy, picked it up, and carried it off. And we hunted for the dog. And come to find out, I seen her months after that, and she told me she come got it.
How long that been? A long time ago?
Yes, it's been a long time. I never have had no more use. Now, you know that was a dirty trick. That weren't her dog. But she come got it.
She picked it up. She didn't. In a way, she stole it, because we didn't know where it went for a couple of months, 3 months later, why she said she got it. So that's
happened
from pure stealing it. She just
Marvin,
took it.
Pastor Jim.
Well, everything. They used to have a mill right down there.
Uh-huh.
Right
down
there.
That.
As a matter of fact, that barn is built out of the lumber that's sold.
Right here?
And one time over there, they had something wrong with the cows. I don't know. That's been years ago. They died over there in the bunches.
Huh.
And they'd slip them over here between here and the river Styx and drive them inside the pasture. And they had five or six out there dead. Big cows.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't care just because they got them off their property, see? They didn't care whether their cows had a disease or not. Just drug them off of their pasture.
Instead of
carrying someone running.
Yeah. You won't run across them any better. I don't
you
think.
Just won't never find anybody that won't take it any. And you know, I put off and put off and put off. I was going to go to there, and I never did.
Yes, but I tell you, Ms. Guthrie, one reason I think Miss Anna.
Yeah,
fine, yeah.
Mr. Guthrie's been married before. And Mr. Guthrie's pretty well fixed. He has plenty of property in Gainesville and
Tampa. Let me get you some more coffee.
Just fine, just right. Thank you.
I got a stack of letters in there from the lawyer right now. The lawyer wrote to him and people wrote to him about his home. And his first wife left him. And there's your family of people living right down the road here. Mr. Guthrie told me just a few days. Of course, I'm just talking to you. He got awfully upset. He had me a will made in 1948. And one day he was sitting in there and he says, You know what I want you to do? I want you to go up there and get that paper and take it to a good lawyer and see if there's been any changes made.